Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hey, ladies. Lace up your sneakers. It's time to train for a race. We're talking like 5Ks and all. Oh, come on, Michelle. You're
Do
loving
I have
it.
To?
You know
Do
you
I have
are.
To?
So here's the deal. Women are just exploding at the seams with all kinds of races and challenging themselves and just having fun with the girlfriends, you know, the estrogen squad. And but how do you eat and train and all these details? Well, Chef Abby Gelman is our go-to chef, and she is here today to be able to tell us what to eat. Chef Abby, welcome back on board on Her
Thank
Radio.
Thank you.
All right,
you.
Talk to us. Come on now. What are the food groups you need to be more aware of during all kinds of training? I don't care if it's bike or swimming or running or whatever you're doing out there. What should women be aware of?
Well, you need all the food groups all the time, but you focus on different things depending on what you're doing in before or after. So, for example, if you're going to go for a run or bike or anything, you want some kind of energy, right? Like you're going to gas up your car, but you're gassing up your body. So you want complex carbohydrates before, things like whole grains, yogurt with fruits and vegetables, beans, that kind of thing that really give you kind of a good boost before you go. It could be a piece of or a whole wheat toast or a wassa cracker with maybe some peanut butter and some bananas. It could be some steel-cut oats with some nuts and dried fruit. Anything like that is great for a pre-workout.
Yeah, but what's the timing? What's the timing prior to, you know, working out?
Usually it's about 2 hours, depending on how your stomach is and how much you're going to do. So if you are going for a quick run, like maybe 2 or 3 miles at the most, and you're not going to take it, you know, too hard, then maybe an hour. If you're going to do anything more than that, maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours. You really want things to be settled in your stomach before you try to divert your blood flow away from your digestion and into your muscles.
Yeah, but so many women just get up out of the, you know, first thing out of the bed, and they just, you know, hop on an elliptical or a treadmill or something, and they're not eating at all. And they're not having a super Olympic workout or anything, and they feel perfectly fine. So that's okay, too.
Yeah, that's okay if you're first thing in the morning and you're not going out to run a marathon and you're doing something pretty light and not too overwhelming, then that's okay, too. So when you're done, the recovery is what's important also. You have about an hour to get protein really back up into your body to help heal the muscle and build more muscle and kind of recuperate well.
So it's interesting, Abby, that, you know, women, we forget that we need to build back the muscle because that's what we've lost when we're, you know, exercising. But
yeah.
talk to me about some of the foods, and to our listeners, about some of the foods you should stay away from. Are there foods you should stay away from when you're running a 5K or something like that?
Well, things like processed stuff that breaks down easily, that's not going to give you the energy that you need, right? So white breads, anything white, like white processed breads or white pancakes or white waffles or white or anything that, like white rice, try to stay away from anything that's overly processed. It's going to break down really fast and kind of go right through you. And sometimes people have, you know, GI distress because things kind of go too quick. So you want your body to take some time to actually be able to use whatever you're eating and distribute it kind of through your body and use it as energy and fuel properly.
Right.
Well, at the same time, you know, refined processed foods are trash to start with.
Yeah.
And so you shouldn't be eating them anyway. And
absolutely,
it turns out they're just rotten fuel to be able to get out there and challenge yourself in a big way. Mm-hmm. So you want high mm-hmm. quality foods. So yes. if a woman is walking through her grocery store right now and she's looking to find where those foods would be hidden, where are they?
Where are the good foods or where are the bad foods?
The good foods start
we
with
know.
That. And then,
yeah, I know where the bad foods are.
Yeah, we already know where the bad foods are because we naturally go there.
they're right up front.
Yeah, I know. Just
stay
avoid the pastries.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Avoid the pastries. You want to stay on the outside of the grocery store so that usually the fruits and vegetables are along the periphery. The lean meat and protein and eggs and yogurt, dairy section is along the outside periphery. If you can just shop most of your time all around the outside outline of the grocery store and very rarely go into the middle, you'll be where most of the whole foods are.
Okay, and you know, there's something else I want to bring up that I think is really important, and that is, you know, when people are training for stuff, if they amp up their intensity, it'll mm-hmm. also amp up the hormones in the body that will stimulate eating, because
yeah.
it makes sense, right? Because your body's seeing that much more intensity. It thinks that you need a heck of a lot more calories. When I'm a real firm believer in more moderate training, and then as you get in really great shape, then you can throw in the intensity because your body's ready for it. And also, uh-huh. you're not going to go overboard, which a lot of people do, and overeat during training.
Yeah.
Okay? So yeah. help us think that one through to kind of, you know, don't overeat. What should they be thinking about, okay, this isn't a license to eat everything that's not tacked down just because you right. ran 2 miles?
Well, I hear a lot of people say that they're not losing weight, and now that they're exercising, why aren't they losing weight? So if you think about it this way, it's not set in stone, but a good rule of thumb, for example, for running is 1 mile is 100 calories. So if you run 3 miles, that's 300 calories. So if you're trying wow. to lose weight, you don't necessarily have to eat back extra 300 calories. And if you say, I just ran 3 miles, I can eat whatever I want, chances are good you're eating more than 300 calories. That's essentially, you know, like a snack. You could have a half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and that's 300 calories, or a small yogurt with some, you know, dried fruit in it. That's definitely 300 calories. So people have a misconception of what the content of what they're eating is and how much they're actually exercising. Does
that
make sense?
Yeah, makes perfect sense. So talk about water. Tell us, should we drink more or less when we're doing these types of runs, walks, things like that?
You definitely should stay hydrated. It's better to drink before and then after. Sometimes you can get cramping or things in the middle, but if you're going, it depends on how far you're going. So if you're running 2 or 3 miles and the weather is fine and you're not sweating like crazy, then usually you can get through without some water. If it's really hot and you're losing a lot of electrolytes, then that's a different thing. But for just moderate exercise, keep hydrated during if you're thirsty, and then definitely before and after. And a lot of food has hydration in it too. So a lot of fruits and vegetables, you're getting liquid that way through your food as well.
Mm, good point. Good point.
Yeah, and make the water interesting. Don't be getting a bunch of that sugary water and the
right.
ones
oh.
that are filled with heaven knows what. Because really, at the end of the day, unless you've just run half a marathon, you don't need that stuff. What you need
yeah.
is just plain water, right, Chef Abby?
That's right, absolutely. Plain water,
right.
you can throw some
right.
fruit in there or some cucumbers or something if you want to make it interesting, a little lemon. But yeah, none of those Gatorade,
right.
sugary water.
Right.
You know,
yeah, not unless
stuff.
You're really, I say, and even with that, I cut the Gatorade with
water.
One-on-one
water.
With water to make
yeah.
it work.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone out there in her radio land, we've been talking about training for a race. Here's what you ought to eat with our go-to chef, Chef Abby Gelman. Go to culinarynutritioncuisine.com for her website. Thanks, Chef Abby. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.